a wonderful memory for music, and often wrote out the three-part harmony so she and her sisters could imitate the Boswell singing style as they completed chores around the house. The Andrews family went hungry at times, like anyone else starting out in show business. They saved money by cooking meals in their hotel room and doing the laundry in the bathtub. But they were on their way, and at an early age, the girls learned the responsibility and discipline of life as performers. Show up early, work hard for the audience, and never peek through the curtain. They enjoyed working on a new music. Borrowing from the Deep South, they helped reintroduce the boogie-woogie style. But we all know the name of this boogie-woogie song the Andrews girls made quite famous. It is called Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. These are all sing-alongs, so feel free to join us.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man of his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him play the bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
A toot,
a toot,
a toot a la de toot.
He blows an H to the bar.
In boogie rhythm,
he can't blow a note. And that's a basic guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Boogie Bugle Boy Company B. And when he plays Boogie Woogie Bugle, he is busy as a buzzing bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump and eight to the bar. He is the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy Company B.
Da-da-da,
toot toot, he blows an eight to the bar.
He can play a note,
he's playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Here's our boogie woogie girl. Give it up for Karen Erickson.
He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet. Because they know how it plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot a lot of toot. He blows an eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitars play with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
The Andrews sisters were said to be the most popular singing trio that ever came down the pike, both on records and on the variety stage. When Patty, Laverne, and Maxine traveled overseas with the USO, they visited thousands of soldiers at military posts and hospitals. The girls, along with dozens of other performers, including Jimmy Stewart, Bob Hope, Mickey Rooney, Duke Ellington, and Danny Kaye, were all too happy to oblige special requests from the servicemen and servicewomen who were far from home. They often added impromptu private shows to their already busy schedule. The war produced heroes of many kinds. Some of those heroes wore a different uniform, the uniform of the USO. The Andrews sisters made their country proud and enjoyed sharing their sweet, sentimental tunes with audiences of all ages. They were often asked to perform this next song on the docks. Civilians stood waving goodbye as the ships full of husbands, sweethearts, and sons sailed out of the harbor toward foreign shores. Together, they could be heard singing, "Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me."
Sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 just remember that I've been true to nobody else but you. So just be true to me. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 don't start showing off all your charms, somebody else's arms. You must be true to me. I'm so afraid that the plans we made beneath those moonlit skies will fade away, and you're bound to stray if the stars get in your eyes. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. You're my L-O-V-E. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 just remember that I've been true to nobody else but you. So just be true to me. So just be true to. Don't sit under the apple tree.
All of these songs really are sing-along songs, but this is the ultimate sing-along song because kids know this and grown-ups know this. It's "You Are My Sunshine."
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping,
my only sunshine. You made me happy.
crazy.
Okay. There are a lot of Statler Brothers songs out there, and we found the one that's a little bit less popular than some of them, but it sure has their sound. It's called Am I Crazy?
Part of you, and when we kiss, I can't resist what your love can do. And when we touch, there is so much I want you to know. I could hold you, never let you go. Am I crazy? So far, you made love easy right from the start. So am I crazy or losing my heart? I had never thought I'd ever fall in love again. Then I saw you. Right then I knew that's where love began. Is it real love? Is it true love? Should I let it be? Even though you mean the world to me, am I crazy? How fast I've fallen so far. You made love easy right from the start. So am I crazy or losing my heart? Am I crazy or
I vote crazy. I think they're crazy. We're crazy. All right, this is a song that in 1964 was made famous by a group called the Dixie Cups, not the Dixie Chicks. It spent 3 weeks as number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It tells the happiness and excitement of a wedding day. Other artists to record it include, besides us, did we record this one? Yeah, we did. Besides us, Bette Midler, Elton John, and the Beach Boys. This is called Chapel of Love.
We'd like to dedicate this song to somebody. Is there anybody out there that's getting married tomorrow? No.
No?
No.
Oh, they didn't come.
No.
It's too cold. Okay. Oh, is that on? Okay.
Here we go.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Chapel and we're gonna get married. Go
It's another sing-along. You're going to love this. Nothing blends quite like family vocal chords, and one of the most beautiful blends in pop music came from three black-haired Irish beauties, the McGuire sisters. The next selection, called Sincerely, was recorded by the McGuire sisters, Christine, Dorothy, and Phyllis, but more recently made popular, not real recently, but kind of recently. Does anybody remember the Forrester Sisters, a country band, like 70s, 80s? They were the most recent ones to sing it and record it. Here we go with Sincerely.
You're doing so good, Haley. You're doing great. Hanging in there.
Sincerely, oh yes, sincerely, 'cause I love you so dearly. Please say you'll be mine. Sincerely, oh, you know how I love you. Tell me why I love that fellow so. He doesn't want me,
but I'll never, 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 never
let him go sincerely. Oh, you know how I love you. I'll do anything.
After a landslide victory in the popular Arthur Godfrey talent contest, the McGuire sisters were launched into the hearts of America. They gained instant success with this next hit. And this one repeats and repeats and repeats the same phrasing, so I know you can sing it along, Haley. I hope you'll sing this one with us, okay? All right. This one's called Sugar Time. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time.
Sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Be my little honey and love me all the time.
Put your arms around me and swear by the stars above, you'll be mine forever in a heaven of love.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Be my little honey and love me all the time. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the...
Now sugar time.
Sugar time.
Is any time that you're near.
That you're near.
Or just appear. So don't you roam.
Don't roam.
Just be my honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Honeycomb. We'll live in a heaven of love. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and
love me
all the time.
Sugar time, sugar time, sugar time.
Why don't we do a quick introduction?
Oh, yes, please do now. Yeah.
I'd like to take this moment just to do a quick introduction of everybody. On keyboard, we have Karen Erickson.
Woo-woo!
Our soprano of the group is Chris Mellencamp. And our second soprano is Joanne Preen. I am the bass, and my name is Lisa Hanna. And we have... Oh, thank you. We have all been singing together for over 40 years. We were, yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Since preschool.
The three of us went to high school together and performed in band, music,
choir,
musical, all that good stuff. And after high school, we... all kind of moved back to the Mount Horeb area after college and jobs and so forth to raise our kids together. And we would, all four of us, play in church and explore jobs and so forth. And now we're all retired together. So we want to thank you for this invitation to sing for you tonight.
Thanks, Lisa. That's great. This is the first time we've sung together.
Thank you.
Being retired.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. It's also the first time we've sung together since before the pandemic.
Yeah.
We come out of retirement about twice a year, so. We do private gigs, birthday parties, let us know.
Weddings.
Rehearsals can start earlier now, though.
Television viewers enjoyed the McGuire sisters so much that Mr. Godfrey asked them to become regulars on his show. There was just one problem. The sisters were willing to perform on a weekly basis, but they soon confessed that they only knew two songs, the ones they had learned for the talent contest itself. Everything else they had ever learned was church music. With Mr. Godfrey's help, they quickly worked up a string of popular hits. One of those hits included some lyrics that had a religious connotation. In fact, it took several years for any radio station to be convinced to play it. But once the radio stations did play it, this peppy little number went right to the top of the charts, and it's called Open Up Your Heart.
Never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
When you are unhappy, the devil wears a grin, but always starts to run in when the light comes pouring in. because I'll never wear a frown.
Maybe if we keep on smiling, he'll get tired of hanging round. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
If I forget to say my prayers, the devil jumps with glee. But he feels so awful, awful when he sees me on my knees. So if you're full of trouble and you never seem to win, just open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
So sunshine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
The McGuire sisters really had no formal musical training as they were growing up in Middletown, Ohio. Their father was a minister, so naturally they sang in church, but beyond that, their singing opportunities were very limited. As they grew up, they could not deny their desire to perform together. Their natural understanding of harmony and rich blended sound helped make the McGuire sisters one of the greatest vocal trios in the history of American pop music. One can't help but consider if the girls were thinking of their loving, supportive parents each time they sang this next selection. It became a signature song for the trio. It's called May You Always.
Walk in sunshine, slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so.
May good fortune find your doorway, may the bluebird sing your song. May no trouble travel your way, may no worries stay too long.
May your heartaches be forgotten, may no tears be spilled. May old acquaintance be remembered and your cup of kindness filled. And may you always dreamer, may your wildest dream come true. May you find someone to love as much as I love you. May your heartaches be forgotten, may no tears be spilled. May old acquaintance be a dreamer, may your wildest dream come true. May you find someone to love as much as I love you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Throughout the 1950s, the McGuire sisters worked nonstop, including a long career as the original Coca-Cola girls. Their popularity eventually earned them a string of gold records and a glittering career that spanned three decades, including performances for four presidents and a command performance for the Queen of England. Over the years, their fans have remained loyal, and after a self-imposed 17-year retirement, the trio made a second appearance on the cover of Life magazine. In fact, they wore the exact size 6 dresses they wore in the 1950s, just to prove that time can occasionally stand still. As we bid you farewell tonight, we'd like to share a song that was more recently performed by a television band, Sha Na Na. Few people know that this song was originally a McGuire's Sisters hit, and they especially enjoyed ending their shows by singing "Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night."
Give me just a second, Karen. I'm losing it. Thank you.
Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and baby, I just can't treat you right. Oh, I hate to leave you, baby, don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart, good night.
Now my mother,
do, do,
and my father,
do, do,
they might hear if I stay here too long.
Too long. Sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart, good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Thank you. That's it. And now we sashay off the stage.